much about.
Howdy, Toledo. Have fun out there. Be safe. We're ready to believe you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
This place is terrific. It's a pre-war building built right after the Iraq War. How's that mattress treating you?
I can't sleep like this. I feel like I'm in a coffin.
I slept in a coffin once. It wasn't that bad, except for the body. Get your mind out of the gutter. It was my father.
What has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person. He's
got AIDS.
Burn! That was so cold, your nipples are showing. Ew! Made you look.
Don't just sit there. Turn your radio up. Yeah, the time machine is about to leave. So get on board.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Let's say a little prayer for peace.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, yeah.
Roll another one.
Oh, ha, ha.
Just like the other one.
What are you guys talking about? You sound ridiculous.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I'm a virgin with white guys.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
That's insane.
Roll another one.
Let's go. Get better. 1, 2, 3. Get better.
Just like the other one.
Could someone who's not me please deal with that?
This one seems to be about to end.
It's hot.
I don't have another cent.
You gotta think big. Hookers. Blow. Hookers.
It's stupid.
What's stupid?
The whole thing.
Just pass it around.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
Let's get this show on the road.
Was your hole bleeding?
No more than usual.
Ah, you're fine. We've all been there.
Our feature presentation.
Were we able to lock in malicious fecal distribution for Weenie Roast, or are they one of the bands we couldn't get?
They were supposed to be a surprise, Kevin. We weren't supposed to tip off they were going to be there.
My bad. My
Jeez,
bad.
Why don't you spoil everything?
They're not going to be there.
And now no one's going to believe you.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Friday, the 16th of May.
Speaking of concerts, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Coachella tickets go on sale today.
Yes, they do.
You're kidding.
Somebody, when that announcement was made last week, somebody tweeted me, I just finished washing the dirt off of me from this year's Coachella. How are tickets going on sale already?
That's nuts.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it'll
sell out.
It sells out, and people don't even know the lineup. And,
right.
It's become one of those things where you just know it's going to be a fun 3 days, even if there's not one single band, that you're so passionate about, you would travel anywhere to see them.
They do the same thing with Comic-Con, don't they? Those tickets go on sale
pretty
That's
early
right.
after it wraps up.
It's just, it just gets earlier and earlier. Yeah. But, I guess the advantage of buying the tickets today is you can, layaway, basically. You can make payments on it rather than have to come up with, hundreds of dollars at one time.
Yeah, I guess that's super expensive, so it makes sense.
Yeah. So, anyway, just a heads up. If you did not have your head in the mind space of next spring, it may be time to think about it. So, here's a great candidate for you, Kevin. I know you only vote for comedy. You've said that many times on the show before. There was a debate this week in Idaho, a Republican primary debate to find out who is going to be challenging the current governor of Idaho. Butch Otter is his name, by the way.
Okay.
Butch Otter
is his name.
It's a fantastic name. So one of the fringe candidates, and I don't know what the qualifications were to get on the debate, but you know, usually they have the serious candidates, and then in some instances they'll have some of the whack jobs that manage to get enough signatures, or they whine enough, or something like that. But
those
they put them on the
people.
Stage.
Yeah,
those are totally your people. Yeah. They've got no chance whatsoever of winning, but they're hilarious. And the gentleman I'm going to introduce you to today is named Harley Brown. He is a biker, and he did show up in his Harley-Davidson biker outfit.
All right.
And he's got a lot of great things to say as it came time for him on the stage on TV to give his closing remarks.
Well, this has been a great hour. Thank you, Women Voter League of Women Voters, and thank you, Public TV, and thank you, folks, for tuning in to see us in action.
All right. So far, so good. Pretty reasonable guy.
Yeah.
It sounds
he
like,
doesn't
right?
sound crazy enough for me.
Polite, articulate. Let's see where he goes next.
Let me finish that story, okay? After God told me he was going to make me president, I'm...
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Went out and got the presidential seal tattooed right here on my shoulder. Oops. My morale went from negative 500 off the scale.
Yes, he wants to run for president, but as he explains, Kevin, he feels like he needs a little experience in government, so he thought he'd become the governor of Idaho first.
Well, I think that's a responsible thing to do.
Yeah, you don't start with president. You want to be a senator first or a governor or something, right? So God told him to be president. He got the seal tattooed on his body. Now he's got plans for Idaho.
And I started a presidential campaign right there. I'm a type AA plus guy. And I was living in Fat Jack's cellar because my...
What? His friend is Fat Jack?
AA plus guy.
Yes, AA plus guy, exactly. Yes, he was living in Fat Jack's cellar, and things are about to get worse for our man Harley.
And I was living in Fat Jack's cellar because my ex-wife had given me trumped up some restraining orders. I couldn't see my kids. It was a mess.
Okay, maybe don't bring
wow.
that up. Maybe don't bring up that you're living in a friend's basement because of the restraining order that made you leave your
you
house.
Can't see your own kids.
Trumped up.
Of course they were trumped. A lot of people are sitting there going, you know what? This guy's making a lot of sense.
That's right.
I think he's got my vote.
And Fat Jack's old lady, Fat Jack's wife, said, get this lunatic out of my cellar. He's starting a presidential campaign. I'm getting calls from the media and all this. For 3 years, I had the credibility of Chicken Little. You know, the sky is falling. And finally, one day, this bishop from Africa comes over. He says, I am a prophet of the Most High God. And in that office, I hear authenticate that God told you that. I says, yeah. Do you mind putting that in writing?
Oh, my God.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
You're still in, though, right, Kevin?
More in. Are you kidding? Where right, is he? Do I have to move to Utah?
Idaho, I'm
Idaho.
Afraid.
All right, fine.
Idaho. Might be worth it, though, to, yep. if you can live in a state that Harley is running. All right, we're almost at the end here.
He said, sure. And he put it in writing, and I got the original at home, and I was able to go up to all my detractors and say, nah, 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 nah. Okay.
So because a bishop from Africa confirmed Harley's story that God had told him to run, this guy has it in writing, so it's proof. So he's running around and rubbing it in the face of all the people who thought he was crazy for his vision from God.
And
he had backup.
The way that he's convincing them that he's not crazy is by singing na 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 na
na na na na na. Yes, that's exactly right. Yes.
Now, I need practice. Practice. I don't want to say stuff like, sorry if our bombing caused you any inconvenience, so I want to work in the Little League as a governor. And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harley Brown, the next governor of the great state of Idaho right there.
I love Harley Brown.
I love him too.
I want to move there. I need to move so I can vote.
That's right.
The only biker I would vote for president is Jax from Sons of Anarchy. I'd vote for him, I think.
All right.
He'd be awesome.
He gets things done.
He does. And you don't want to know how, but he does. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I don't want to hear from this dick.
What if this dick was going to tell you that Chris Martin from Coldplay is going to be on the program today?
Yay! Then we will listen to this stick.
Thank you. Comedian Brad Williams in the studio.
Yes.
Got the movie beat because it is Friday. Mm-hmm. We have tickets for the Kings-Ducks playoff. Game 7 is tonight. There's something special about hockey playoffs, and Game 7 playoffs is just insanity. So we're going to
every goal sure counts, I'll tell you that.
We're going to give you a chance to win those, and it's for those of you that are listening early, just after the top of the hour, just after 6.
So keep listening for that. And we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. And that's coming up as well on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
Pair of tickets to round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Los Angeles Kings taking on the Anaheim Ducks at Honda Center. Kevin, you're not going to be there, are you?
I am not.
What? It's your team fighting for their life with their backs against the wall. You're not going to drive 40 miles to go see them?
No, I always do the exact same thing for away games with my kids. We sit down. We watch it together.
We have duck in effigy.
Yes. We have food.
Have duck for dinner.
We have those hockey lights that light up in the horn. And you have a little remote that's a puck. We have a whole deal.
You have a remote that's a puck?
Yep, the remote is a puck.
Oh, my God.
And then you push it, and then the lights go off and go crazy.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
All right.
That's a win. Well, if you would like to be there in person at Honda Center,
told you that I'm not.
Not you. No, I'm talking to kids now. We are looking for your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Obviously, this is the hottest ticket going right now. So if you want to call us and you're a hockey fan and you can go tonight, you can do so. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, wrap us here with the Showbiz Beat on a finally Friday. What's going on, Ralph?
Plus, Kevin doesn't want to see his team lose on opposing ice.
How
either.
Dare you?
I'm not saying it will happen. I'm saying if it were to happen, there's nothing worse than watching your team lose in the opponent's building if you're a fan of the opposite team. Because you got everybody cheering for them and screaming and everything, and you feel like death warmed over and your team's got their heads down and everything. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. At least if you lose in your own building, then everybody feels bad. You can sort of commiserate together. But when everyone else is celebrating
18,000 people nightmare.
Yeah. Right. Misery loves company.
But Ralph's right, though. If you lose in your own building, you've got the support of your fans, at least, and they applaud you for a great season.
Right. But the opponent's building, you lose there, then it's generally
celebrating.
Yeah,
you're invisible.
And you're like,
there are a lot of fans that do go down to Anaheim.
I know.
They do watch
it. So close, but still. Just saying, it's tough. Who else is tough? Being Casey Kasem, that's tough.
Now what?
Well, you know, they said they found him in Washington State. But now, his wife Jean is claiming, well, no, I didn't move my husband out of his nursing home and abscond with him to Washington to hide him from his kids. We were on vacation.
Vacation.
Oh, vacation when you take this seriously ill elderly to another state. It's a vacation.
But then why? How could she?
He needed to stretch his legs a little bit.
How could she tell the judge or whoever she told she had no idea where he was?
Well, her attorney said, I have no idea where he is. Because attorneys like to, have plausible deniability and whatnot. And then when law enforcement officials finally tracked Casey Kasem down, the story was vacation. Vacation. So apparently there will be no charges pressed. And look, the kids of Casey Kasem are just eager to get their dad back here in Los Angeles and resume some sort of relationship with him. So despite grave concerns about his health, apparently he will be coming back at some point. They'll get him checked out, and we'll all hope for the best.
Will we ever see him again, by the way?
We, the people?
I doubt
it. Yeah.
No.
Probably not.
I don't
okay.
think so. Apparently he is not in good health, and I can't imagine. Unless he's going to host Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve. That
seems unlikely at this point.
That we will see him again.
Although I take him over Seacrest any day, even now.
Isn't that the truth? Is French Montana the rapper using Khloe Kardashian for her money? Yeah. What else? Oh, no. She's just so hot that I have to be with her. apparently, they were out for dinner, and the check came, and it was a whopping $600, and according to witnesses, he stuck Chloe with it. Yeah, why don't you pick that up, sweetie?
Well, she probably ate most of the food, too,
That's
though.
Fair. Why don't you pick up that check with your giant paws? Speaking of her, this Khloe Kardashian woman, how low can you go to try to drum up drama for your BS reality show? Well, if you believe the sources at Us Magazine, pretty far. I don't know if you read the story or not, but there was a big drama, brouhaha, when Khloe Kardashian and French Montana were inside this nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lamar Odom showed up. And security refused to let him in. because Khloe Kardashian was already inside there with her new boyfriend.
Right.
And there were strict orders given. No drama, we don't want, so don't let him in. And oddly enough, E! Cameras were there to capture
him. Oh, wow.
And
how fortunate.
How fortunate indeed. Now, here's the thing. Lamar's camp is claiming that Khloe invited Lamar to the club.
Okay.
And set him up for this.
And then set him up for this because by refusing him entry into the club, there was guaranteed drama for the cameras for the reality show.
I can fully believe that.
I absolutely do as well. Understandably, Lamar is livid. And according to sources, feels like an idiot for having trusted her. And she said, well, let's make friends. Why don't you come on out to the club? And he gets there and he's not allowed in. That, ouch. Right?
She's a bitch.
She's a bitch. And Amanda Bynes is in the news again. People tweeting, people talking about a recent tweet of hers.
Oh,
and
no.
For a change, it's not because she wanted anyone to murder her genitals. She tweeted out a photo of herself with her sister, and everyone was remarking about how healthy she looked. Looked beautiful, no blue wig, no facial piercings, and a nice outfit. And everyone says that she seems like she's back on the right course. So.
Right.
Her being talked about for a positive tweet is not something we're used to.
It's good news.
It is good news. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Trejo. Oh, Danny Trejo.
This is Machete.
Hey, Machete. 70 years old today. Pierce Brosnan. Used to be James Bond at one point.
This is Machete.
No, Pierce Brosnan was not Machete. Remington Steele, of course. And the man who made this line famous. Yes.
I never knew what that was from. That was him?
That was him.
Okay.
Chris Novoselic is 49 years old. Selick,
I think.
Janet Jackson's 48. Miss Jackson. Ooh. If you're nasty. David Boreanaz, star of Bones and a Philly boy. Man after my own heart, 45 years old. Jason Weeman Acuna, who will be in here shortly. We'll have him here on the show. He's 41
he's coming
years
down
old
right now.
Today. He's going to be on air.
I love Weeman. Looking forward to catching up with
next
him.
Hour,
we have Brad Williams in. He looks like.
Exactly.
He looks like Weeman. Mm-hmm. Different people. Different altogether.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah. Right. Because there's two people who look like that.
Yes, there are.
Tori Spelling's 41. And actress Megan Fox.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
I have one question. Hello.
That's when Dave retired because he knew he had reached the peak of
it. We had to pass the torch to Beer Mug.
Interviewing abilities.
Megan Fox is 28 years old.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Tonight. Game 7 of round 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Los Angeles Kings versus the Anaheim Ducks. We asked for hockey fans to be on the line. They are at 1-800-520-1067. It's time to play a game we like to call Welcome to the OC Bitch.
Welcome to the OC. Bitch. This is our game. Ducks playoffs tickets, you all, you'll never be the same. OC, welcome to the OC. Bitch. Welcome to the OC. Yeah, bitch.
That's equal parts Guns N' Roses and the Three Stooges, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
What's going on?
Strange mashup.
Since the game is at Honda Center tonight, we thought it might be fun to ask some questions about Orange County. The Ducks are
welcome to the OC, bitch.
Kind of a big deal at Orange County, so that's what the questions are going to be about. If you know the answer, you go into the drawing. Someone in less than 5 minutes will win their way into Ducks Kings tonight. Lisa, you'll keep track. Kevin, who's our first contestant?
Ryan from Whittier. Hi there.
Hey, what's up? Go Ducks.
Good morning, Ryan. You know a little something about the OC. You ready to try to get qualified here?
Absolutely, let's go.
All right, good
luck. All right, listen up. This band's breakthrough album. By the way, you can't fight everyone on the phones.
What? I didn't understand.
We have a lot of Ducks fans listening. And it's cool if Ryan's a Ducks fan.
What are you talking about?
This band's breakthrough album, Tragic Kingdom, was released in 1995. It included such big K-Rock smashes as Just a Girl and Don't Speak. Who are they?
That would be No Doubt.
All right, you are in the drawing, my friend. Well done.
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
Nicely done. Our next contestant is Alvaro. Anyone?
Alvaro? How would you say it?
Alvaro? There we go.
Okay.
Mugs got it.
You're correct. You're in the drawing. Oh, that wasn't the question.
That was not the question, no.
This Jason Bateman TV sitcom about a wealthy OC family found new life on Netflix 7 years after it was canceled by Fox. Jason Bateman?
I have no clue. I thought it was a hockey question.
No.
These are questions about Orange County. So not so much an Arrested Development fan for you, Alvaro. Sorry. Arrested Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Only one of the greatest shows of all time ever, by the way.
If we did hockey questions, people would get bored, we fear. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Julia. Hi.
Hola, hola.
Aloha to
hola.
You.
Hola. And by the way, even if he thought it was a hockey question, when it wasn't, don't you adjust on the fly?
Well, you try and maybe give it a shot.
Okay. All right, listen up, my dear. Here's your question to qualify for King's Ducks tickets. Okay. Gringo Bandito, a Huntington Beach-based hot sauce, was created by the lead singer of what Orange County rock band?
Oh, my goodness, balls. What is this?
Gringo Bandito, very popular K-rock band. We've had this young man on the air many times on the Kevin and Bean Show over the years.
Oh, Sorry.
We were looking for the Dexter from The Offspring created that hot sauce.
Oh,
thanks for playing.
Okay.
Sorry. All right, let's go to line four and Rob in La Habra. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Rob.
Rob, Kings or Ducks? What's your pleasure?
Oh, Kings, no doubt.
Okay. Well, no doubt was already an answer.
That was the first question.
Last September marked the 10-year anniversary of the debut of a very popular show all about Orange County. In fact, the show was called The OC. We're asking you, what's the name of the band that performed the TV show's theme song that sounds like this? California. Very popular K-Rock song at the time. Who is the band singing that song?
I was at the breakfast for the OC, and that's the Phantom Planet.
Nice.
You are correct. Well done, sir. That was a lot of fun, that breakfast with the OC, too. All right, you're in the drawing. Thanks for playing.
All right, let's go to Chris.
Hey, good morning, party people. Go Kings, go.
Hey, Chris.
All right. You're a sports fan, so maybe you got a shot at this one. Long before he butt fumbled as a New York Jet, this NFL quarterback grew up in Rancho Santa Margarita.
What is Mark Sanchez?
What is Mark Sanchez indeed?
Welcome to the OC, bitch.
All right, now we're on a roll here. We got time for a couple more questions?
Yeah, let's do Jimmy and Pico Rivera. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. All right, Jimmy, listen up. A skeleton holding a cigarette and a martini glass is the iconic logo for this Fullerton punk band. Very popular K-Rock band for the last 20 years. Who are they?
Social Distortion?
Yes!
Nicely done.
All right.
Fantastic.
Kings.
All right. Go,
you,
go whichever team you
he
like.
Said Kings. Thank you.
Or Ducks. That's
he didn't
legitimate,
say it,
too.
Though, is what I'm saying.
All right. One more question. Who's up next?
Jennifer in Glendora.
Hey, good morning, party people.
Hi.
Go Kings.
Hi, Jennifer. All Jennifers are hot, by the way, so I'm very delighted to have you on the phone here. All right. Here's a K-Rock band that was originally called The Jakes. When they formed in Irvine in 2004, they've since changed their name and had popular songs like this one. They used to be called The Jakes. They are now known as what?
Young the Giant.
Correct again. Yeah. Look at that. We got some smart-ass listeners for 6 o'clock in the morning, by the way. All right, lots of people in the drawing. Only one will win tickets for round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs at the Honda Center tonight. Ducks taking on the Kings. Lisa, who's our winner?
Ryan.
Yay!
Woo! Hey, Ryan, congratulations.
Yeah.
Enjoy the game. Go Kings.
Yeah.
OC, welcome to the OC.
Got a great show for you today. Plus, Brad Williams is coming in.
Woo!
Chris Martin from Coldplay joins us in the 8 o'clock hour, and Jon Favreau, one of our all-time favorite actor-directors, back on the Kevin and Bean Show today talking about his new film called Chef. Speaking of movies, it's Friday. That means Ralph is here, and it's time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
It is a big movie weekend. I dare say, a monster weekend.
I don't get it.
Because Godzilla is coming out this weekend. So let's see what dares to go up against the giant green Goliath of Japan. The Immigrant in limited release comes out today. It is a harsh story from the mean streets of Manhattan about a young lady who falls prey to a charming but wicked man who takes her in and forces her into prostitution. Boo! that guy. Marion Cotillard.
Oh, so now we're down on prostitution all of a sudden. That's what this country's come to?
No, we're down on wicked people who force young girls into prostitution.
Oh, I agree with you there.
Marion Cotillard.
Bonkers.
Stop it.
She's not bonkers.
She's beautiful.
Her eyes, though.
She stars along with Joaquin Phoenix, Jeremy Renner. Great cast. Here's some clips from the trailer of The Immigrant.
Your name, please.
Eva Subushka. She's my sister. Is something wrong?
She has to be deported.
No! We'll never go back!
You speak English?
Yes. Can you help me?
Do you have a place to stay?
Do you know somewhere?
Yeah, I know a place. And get her off the island, whether she's cured or not. I know people. It'd be difficult and costly, but it can be done.
I need to work.
Or I can take you to my place of business.
No! Go to his place of business!
Ooh, that guy! Also, this weekend, the dreamy John Hamm's in a new film. Million Dollar Arm. Story of a sports agent who stages an unconventional recruitment strategy to get talented Indian cricket players to play Major League Baseball. He's watching cricket, and he says, these guys can throw hard. I know what I'll do. I'll bring someone back to the States, and I will find the next great pitcher out of this batch of Indian cricket players.
Is this true?
I believe it's based on a true story.
It is based on a true story.
Crazy. Here's John Hamm from the film pitching his idea of a baseball talent search in India to expand the brand.
We can deliver to Major League Baseball its first Indian ball player. That's 1 billion new fans. What do 1 billion new fans need? 1 billion hats, 1 billion t-shirts.
And you want to set this up like it's a talent contest.
Exactly. That will ensure maximum exposure of talent. Press. See, once we go over there and find these guys, we bring them back here, we train them in L.A., then we get them signed with a professional franchise.
Seems like a good idea.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you can throw the ball 100 miles an hour, they can teach you how to play baseball, right? That's the idea.
Yeah. Hamm plays sort of a cynical character in the beginning of this film, but apparently through the course of getting to know these young men, changes him for the better. And this looks like a charming film, and just John Hamm. That's all I got to say. John Hamm.
Right.
That's all you need to know, God damn it, is John Hamm. Just go. Just go, John Hamm.
I totally agree.
And lastly, as we mentioned, it is a monster weekend of the movie.
Wow.
It just keeps getting better.
Ralph just rolled in from a party last night.
It just keeps getting better. Godzilla. Takes the screen this weekend, the long-awaited return of the movie Monster, starring Aaron Taylor Johnson, Elizabeth Olsen, Bryan Cranston, Ken Watanabe. The world's most famous movie monster is pitted against malevolent creatures who, bolstered by humanity's scientific arrogance, threatens our very existence. It is Godzilla. Bryan Cranston, in this scene, he just wants to know, what is going on?
Well, you're looking at me right now like I'm in a fish tank, right? That's fine, because I know what happened here. And you keep telling everybody that this place is a death zone, but it's not. You're lying. My wife died here. Something killed my wife. And I have a right to know. I deserve answers.
Here's the thing. You take a movie like Godzilla, and it's got a certain kitsch factor, certain curiosity, certain monster movie likability. Then you take an actor of Bryan Cranston's caliber and you stick him in the middle of it. Makes it a whole new film.
Yeah, I agree.
He grounds it. He makes it impactful. He makes it that brings out the humanity in it. Great idea to cast him in this film, in this role. And I think it's going to make a big difference when it comes to people enjoying this movie. So, as you can imagine,
looking forward to it.
Godzilla's going to take the box office this weekend. It'll probably make all money, I'm guessing. That's my prediction.
Even
all,
people who don't go?
All cash. Money will be removed from your bank account and go directly into the coffers of the producers of Godzilla this weekend.
Right.
But Million Dollar Arm also looks like an enormous amount of fun. And by the way, John Hamm! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman.
Movie. So are you telling me the Weenie Roast is in 2 weeks, Kevin? Is that what you're saying?
2 weeks from today, yes.
Or tomorrow, even.
No, yes. Yes, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Right.
Or Sunday. I'm not positive.
Well, we got your tickets. If you want to go to the K-Rock Winter Rose 2014, we give you a chance to win those coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. I believe that's next hour, if I recall correctly. Give you a chance to win your way in, if you want to see that. Ralph was just talking about Godzilla in the Movie Beat, which is one of the most anticipated films of the year. A lot of people thought they'd never make another Godzilla movie after what happened in the 90s. But it is back. Listen to this review, Kevin, from Salon.com. Godzilla is the best action movie since Jaws.
What?
No.
Magnificent action, visual daring, and an unexpected moral depth make the new Godzilla an awesome surprise. So just rave reviews for this thing. And as Ralph pointed out, a fantastic cast and great special effects. There's only one place in the world, and it's so surprising, where Godzilla is not being welcomed with open arms, and that's Japan, where Godzilla was born.
This is a Japanese movie, right, originally?
Yes.
So why? Yeah. So they don't want it? They don't want to watch
love,
it?
They love Godzilla in Japan. Well, they made dozens of movies there, but this latest Hollywood reboot of Godzilla has many Japanese upset because our Godzilla is too fat. They look at the fat American Godzilla. Listen to this. Fans are downright annoyed with how fat the monster appears in the American trailer. When I finally saw it, I was a bit taken aback, said a Godzilla fan. He said it's fat from the neck downward and massive at the bottom. Other fans have been joking that the American version of the monster has done a supersize me. They call it a calorie monster or Godzilla Deluxe. He's so fat I laughed, said another. So they just can't get on board with how fat Godzilla has gotten. So they're fat-shaming him.
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
You don't – like, he's a monster. You don't even think about
– his weight.
His weight.
Right. You don't want him to step on a scale. He's a monster.
Hey, Godzilla has feelings, too, you guys.
Monsters can eat anything they want. Can't say, hey, cut back on something.
Well, I don't know what the heck's going on in the world where Godzilla is now being fat shamed. It's definitely is the 21st century has gotten strange. That's all I'm saying. But every time we come up to issues like this where we're unsure how to feel, especially when they involve race and other people's feelings, we know the guy to go to, and that's our good friend Bruce Endicott, who is with the organization called Coffee. Hi, Bruce. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. And if you could please refresh our memories as to what Coffee stands for.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good.
Well,
we're fine,
you,
sir. Thank you, Bruce.
Great. Yes, Coffee stands for Caucasian Organization for Friendship Enveloping Everyone.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what
and usually, you're usually a guy who has an opinion on how things could be handled delicately. Your job is to, you know, you help us know how to not hurt people's feelings when we talk about sensitive issues.
That's right. Coffee is a bridge, if you will, between us, the good ones, you know, and then different people of different race and different religions and creeds and colors and what have you. Because a lot of WASPs, a lot of rich Caucasians are at a loss when it comes to dealing with people of color or of other races or cultures. And so we are here to help us, you know, the good ones, teach them how to interact with people with other cultures and races.
If you don't mind, I think twice now you've referred to us as the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mm-hmm. – is that
mm-hmm. –
I. That's how you
mm-hmm.
wanted to say it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It just doesn't seem inclusive of all other people who are equally valid and equally good.
We're all about inclusion, but come on.
Right? What? No, I don't know what. Come on what?
You know.
So, Bruce,
yes.
is somebody in the wrong here with fat-shaming Godzilla?
No, this is my point, is that
okay.
It's a cultural divide. We read these statements and think consider it fat shaming, because here in the United States, were you to say that about, let's say, an American monster, if you will, or an American,
right?
It would be considered, oh, you're being harsh, you're being fat shaming to that person. But in Japan, it's a cultural thing, because Japanese people just hate fat people. It's in their culture. They can't.
I don't.
Help it.
I'm not positive that's true.
Oh, it absolutely is. Here's what the Japanese, how much the Japanese hate fat people.
Okay.
They take their fat people, they dress them in diapers, and they make them fight each other.
Well, okay,
I
but
saw
that's
that
just,
on television.
That's
they
not
take
a penalty.
Giant fat men, and they put them in diapers, and then they make them
slam up against each other
in some
it's
sort
a sport.
Of ring. They throw sand in each other's eyes or something. It's a horrible, degrading spectacle
that's
that
a sport.
We in the United
and by the way,
States would say, oh, my God, that's so horrible. But in Japan, exactly, it's a sport. It's like cockfighting with fat people.
No, no, no. They don't force anyone to do it. It's a sport, and they get paid handsomely.
Open your eyes. They force these fat men who really should be doing nothing but just napping, just laying
down.
They're
superstars in Japan. They make millions of dollars.
Physical exertion, just slamming up against each other. Oh, do the Japanese hate fat people.
I was not aware of that.
And so they look at Godzilla and they say, my God, that's one of our cultural icons, and he's all fat now, and I hate him. That's what they're saying.
They're saying they hate him.
Sure, because what they feel is that we've Americanized Godzilla. You know, we've overfed him. The Japanese have a very clean diet. They eat very clean. They have no leaky guts in Japan.
Right.
But, I've heard that, yes.
does that mean their monsters are
Some
in shape?
Some of the oldest people in the world are Japanese.
That's true also, yeah.
Because of their diet. They eat rocks. They eat stars, clouds, only natural things.
I think you need to do some more research on Japan.
There's a lot of calcium in their water because of the coral.
I don't think you understand Japanese business, Bruce.
I understand. Listen, I have chop suey once a week. I have
not Japanese.
Well, whatever.
No, you know what? Well, whatever is. I think that's pretty insulting to people.
Come on.
No, not come on. No. No.
Easily confusable.
No.
Not at all.
Not at all, really.
Very different.
Completely different countries and different cultures and different diets.
I took a judo class. My father served in Nam. I know a lot about Japan, okay?
The different
Asian
cultures.
Korea, that's Vietnam. They're not the same. They're not all the same country, Bruce. You of all people should be aware of that.
Oh, you're exhausting.
You're supposed to be our voice of reason. Tell us.
And I'm here.
Okay.
Being that just as well.
Okay. So Godzilla being fat.
Godzilla, fat, konnichiwa, sumo wrestlers, punishment. Just to sum up.
Okay. All right. Important sum up. Thank you, Bruce.
So Godzilla,
yes?
You're a fat ass.
Right.
Get on a treadmill is what we're saying.
Okay. I'm not sure you've helped, but we appreciate your time.
All right. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, and it is 6:53.
Comedian Brad Williams joins us in studio, coming up right after the top of the hour. He's the actor who single-handedly killed the TV show Legit, which was just chugging along, just doing great on FXX until Brad started making appearances. Boom. Next thing you know, canceled. So that's Brad's legacy. He'll be joining us. First, though, Ruff's got the showbiz beat here on a Friday. What's happening?
Before I get to the news, I would like to give away some tickets to our very special K-Rock Microbrew that's happening at Santa Anita Park tomorrow.
Yay!
It's Saturday the 17th. Not only is going to be a typical blast, as the microbrews are there at Santa Anita, but it's also the Preakness party, because the Preakness is running tomorrow. It's 10 a.m. is the time the thing kicks off, and then you get to go and bet the ponies and drink and eat, and it's quite a day. And it's a beautiful park, too, Santa Anita. So I recommend you go out there and hang out with all the kids. Stryker, Omar, Beer Mug, and Dave will all be there. But I'd like to sweeten the pot right now by giving away a little VIP package. Here's what you'll get if you're a winner. A VIP admission for four people, so you get to bring three friends. You get backstage access, four drink tickets, and $106 that you can use at the windows to bet on the ponies. You'll be starting $106 up. Can't beat that. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. Call number 17, since it is the 17th. When this is all going down, we'll win this VIP package right now here on K-Rock.
Swallow, bitch.
He can't hear you! Shut up! Don't burp! No reversals!
That's lightning at the last one.
That's what he does.
Wow. We're trying to get people to
crowd.
Go, Kevin.
We just heard a gentleman named Dave Grohl play a little song for us.
Yep.
I wanted to go back and recap a story which was improperly reported in many sources yesterday. I made things worse by continuing it, by regurgitating it, but
What I wanted to do is set things straight about HBO's new Dave Grohl series, his TV series. The original report got it all wrong, saying it was a documentary series where Dave would travel around the world looking at famous recording studios. It's still about recording studios, but this is the real angle of the series. And I thought it was weird when I heard the initial report because I sort of knew what Dave was doing with the new Foo Fighters album, so I wanted to see if there was any relationship, and it turns out it is, in fact. Here's what's going on with the new Foo's record. Dave and the guys are traveling to 8 different cities and recording the album in these 8 legendary studios in these 8 cities.
Okay.
Chicago, Austin, Nashville, Los Angeles, Seattle, New Orleans, and Washington, D.C., and New York. The Foos do one song in each city, and they're helped out by musicians from that area. For example, Cheap Trick sits in with them in the Chicago studio. Heart is there with them at the Seattle studio. Paul Stanley of Kiss is in the New York City studio. And they are recording a song in each of these for the new album. So each track on the album will be recorded in a special, unique sound studio in a city that they love.
And they're all new songs?
Yes. It's a brand new Foo Fighters album.
Fantastic.
What's happened is they're filming these sessions as well, and that's what the series will be. Each week, you will see a new Foo Fighters song come together in a brand new studio with a brand new guest musician
from that
area. So it's going to be awesome. If you're a Foo Fighters fan, you're going to love this. And it's a very innovative and creative way to put together their new album. So that's what the series on HBO is going to be.
And when does that start?
It does not say here when it starts airing.
I think the fall is what I heard.
Okay. Yeah. So there you go. That's everything straightened out regarding that particular thing right there. More music news. And I find this weird. The Flaming Lips are at it again. They have just recorded their own interpretation of the Beatles' classic album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Okay, stop it with the covers albums.
They're just doing other people's albums now. That's all that band seems to do. Yes.
You gave us Dark Side of the Moon a couple months ago, right, Ralph?
That's right. This one's called A Little Help from My Friends, and it's every track on that album recorded by the Flaming Lips and some of their friends. For example, if you pre-order it now, you'll get an instant download of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds featuring Miley Cyrus and Moby.
What?
Maybe I won't do that.
I have a clip if you'd like to hear what that sounds like.
I'd love to hear some new music.
Doesn't sound very good, if you ask me. Flaming Lips?
Or Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
And they're so excited about it, Fox has pushed up the start date of its new reality show, I Want to Marry Harry. You remember, that's the reality show where they take 12 incredibly stupid American women think they're going to marry England's Prince Harry.
Oh, right.
And they send them to the UK, and this guy isn't Prince Harry at all. He's a guy who looks like him, but he's a commoner, and they have to give him royalty lessons so that he can pull off this elaborate charade and make these dumb, dumb women think they have a chance with Prince Harry.
Isn't this Joe Millionaire 15 years later, Ralph?
Yes.
Isn't it exactly the same show?
Only this is Joe Royalty instead of Joe Millionaire. The show will now start next Tuesday.
Okay.
So you'll get to see these women who have been told they've been selected by the prince to compete for his love, flown to London, and made to shake their moneymakers to try to land themselves a prince.
How many, this may be a good time for us to take a stab, how many episodes will air before it's canceled?
Oh, no, I think this one's running.
Really? It sounds so, it's running so dreadful.
Full boat. It's going to be horrible and awful, I guarantee you, and people will watch it. Because there's some weird, twisted fixation in America about British royalty, first of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, they love the bachelor romance type reality shows. And then this one has the added bonus of enormous stupidity. So I don't know if it'll be a hit, but I think it's gonna run the full course. You guys want to take bets cut to the contrary, feel free.
You know, I'm going to, between now and the next showbiz, I'm going to seek out the trailer and try to get a vibe on it, and I'll make a guess. I've been pretty good at guessing on shows that have been canceled, by the way, on this program. I've got a decent track record for that.
You have been.
So I'll take a look.
All right.
Except for that Friday Night Lights. Kept running.
What did I say about Friday Night Lights? It's the best show ever and should still be on, is what I said.
It's going to be on forever. Nope. Canceled. That sound happened. That's the sound of the hammer coming down. thank God it freed up Connie Britton to go on Nashville, which I still love. Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Trejo is 70 years old today. Pierce Brosnan is 61. Chris Novoselic is 49 years old today. Janet Jackson is 48. David Boreanaz turns 45. Jason the Wee Man Acuna, who's in the next room, by the way. Such
that's
a nice
not,
guy.
He's catching up with him. He's yeah. not in the other room.
He
that's
41 years old. He looks good for 41.
That's Brad Williams.
Does he still see the Jackass guys? Do
I don't
you,
know.
Do you talk
why,
to him about
when
it,
you get him on next, why don't you talk to
he's
him?
Not Wee Man. About it. He's not Wee Man.
I love his tacos, too, by the way. His kid's got a
he's
great
not,
shop.
Yeah. He's great not shop. Wee Man, is the thing.
Tori Spelling's 41 years old today, and actress Megan Fox is 28. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Less than 30 minutes from right now, we'll give you a chance to win your way into KRX Weenie Rose 2014. And at 8 o'clock this morning, our friend Chris Martin from the band Coldplay. Their new album comes out on Monday. They got the big show at Royce Hall on UCLA campus. That's Monday. And Chris Martin will be talking all about it with us next hour here on KRX. Hey, Brad Williams.
Hey, I barely made it. Because I was struggling with this chair over here.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very high.
yeah. It's kind of dangerous.
Brad took his life into his own hands because he tried to fix something here, and he doesn't know if you try to fix something here, it explodes.
Yes. That's the best. I was trying to push the chair down, and right. I hit a lever, and then it actually raised up like another foot, and then the song was ending, so I had to take like a running start.
All I know is I heard Dave, the King of Mexico, yelling, turn over, turn over. So I thought he was having sex.
Well, I wonder what was going on with you two.
What's happening?
Hey, let me get the business out of the way here first. Brad Williams is actually in town doing his stand-up for the next couple of weekends. If you want to see him, he'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena for four shows this weekend. That's two shows tomorrow night, two shows Sunday. You can get tickets at icehousecomedy.com. And then next weekend, you're blowing it out. Thursday through Sunday at the Irvine Improv. Six big shows at improv.com. Yeah. That show, by the way, just $17 to see the great Brad Williams. Now, Brad, you're billing this as your farewell tour. What's going on?
Well, I'm not quitting stand-up. I'm just... how do you say it? Dying.
well, I think probably both are true then, if that's
right,
the case.
Right. I'm doing these shows at the Ice House this weekend and then at the Improv next weekend. And then I'm going to Brazil with Kevin.
Yes.
And I'm going to die. So,
and by die, you mean we're going to have a great time.
And possibly get stabbed, mugged.
There's a slight chance of that.
Sure. So I'm billing this as the last chance for my Southern California peeps to see me.
Here's what I don't understand. Kevin is one of the most cynical and negative people I've ever met in my life. He is a giant black cloud. He can find the negative in any situation.
Yeah.
Yet for whatever reason, every single day we come in and we read another terrible story about Brazil, and he's like, oh, they're exaggerating. Oh, it's going to be fine. Oh, I'm not worried about it. Every day, the situation looks worse down there. It looks less ready
to host
the World Cup.
The situation's going to be there, too?
No. How are you maintaining your optimism in the face of all the news you're getting out of Brazil, Kevin?
I will tell you how.
Yes, please.
He runs faster than me.
Hey, we have Brad to throw at them.
Yeah, he's chum. You throw him in the water, nobody's going to be looking at you. Right?
If we get in any trouble. Or we hoist him up on our shoulders, that's plan B, to make him look like a celebrity or something, and people part ways.
Or like you throw a cloak over us, and then we look like the Dread Pirate Roberts from from Princess Bride.
Between the two of us, we'll be like 7 feet tall.
Exactly.
Because I'm 6'2".
Pirate Roberts.
But I'm saying this happens every time there's a World Cup, every single time. And I've been watching World Cups for a long time. In South Africa, it was the same. It was,
you know what that just means? That just means soccer fans are insane.
White people do not go to South Africa. There's so much crime. And none of them.
And no public transportation.
Right,
and the stadiums aren't built.
None of the arenas are done. It's going to be a disaster. And then you see, and then you go, okay, well, probably I shouldn't go. And then you watch it on TV and there's millions of Americans down there. They're all having a great time.
I just need to know how to say, what are you doing? I'm Brazilian in Portuguese. I just have to know how to say that. Or I'm poor or I'm cursed.
I think Brazilian would be the best.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I could like start a rumor that if you rob from a dwarf, you get cancer or something like that, and maybe that'll
spread.
But
do you think that rumor will get to everybody that might rob us?
Probably not. By the way, thanks for I'm getting tons of birthday messages on Twitter, guys.
Oh, happy birthday. I'm sorry.
We
forgot to say that to
you,
Brad.
That.
A-holes.
That's our bad.
It's Wee Man's birthday. You punks.
Well, you go by Wee Man in the Jackass movies, right?
Oh, God. Yeah. It's funny. Cause
I got to tell you, I've been with Brad when he's up, and he runs into a lot of people. And a shocking amount of people. I don't know, 75% the day I was with him came up and said, Wee Man.
Yeah.
Literally. And you handle it so graciously.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I have to be now that I'm starting to make a name for myself. But there was one time right when I started doing comedy, I was at Pechanga, and they have a golf course out there. And they did a celebrity golf tournament. Now, one of the celebrities dropped out, and they're like, well, who's the comic at the comedy club? And whoever was booking the comedy club just looked down at the calendar, saw my picture, and went, oh, Wee Man's the guy at the comedy club. So they call me and say, hey, do you want to play in the celebrity golf tournament? I'm like, hell yeah, I want to play in the celebrity golf tournament. I go, and on the cart, they have the names of all the celebrities. I walk up. It says Wee Man on my cart.
Oh, no.
To play in the celebrity golf tournament. I hop on, and I'm like, oh, this is terrible. But they pair a celebrity with every group that's, like, donating to a charity. Right. Like, okay, I'll just explain to the group what happened. We'll have a laugh about it. As I'm walking up to the group that I'm playing with, they go, oh, Wee Man's our celebrity? Thank God.
Oh.
We thought we were going to get some lame celebrity that nobody knows about. So then I had to fake, they're like, yeah, Wee Man, kick
sure.
myself in the head, why not?
Yeah.
So we're playing, and then we get to, and oftentimes at these charity golf tournaments, holes are sponsored by restaurants or like little companies doing some giveaways or something. So we get up to a hole that's sponsored by Hooters. So they got the Hooters girls out there, and they're giving wings to people. And and they see that I'm Wee Man, quote
right.
unquote, and they're all going nuts. And then one of the Hooters girls goes, "Wait a minute, that's not Wee Man.
How could she tell?"
No.
And I go, "Whoa, what?" And she goes, "I boned Wee Man. That's not Wee Man." I was busted.
Sweet. So then your group,
then my group, like,
did they hear that?
Yeah, they heard
it.
And they looked out like, "What are you talking about? He's Wee Man. Like, how many dwarf celebrities are there? There's got to be like two." And that's it. It's like there's Wee Man, and then there's David Spade. That's about it. It's about it for dwarf celebrities.
You're friends with Wee Man too, though. Has he ever told you any stories about people insisting he's Brad Williams, the comedian?
It's starting to happen now, and he went to see a comedy show at the Brea Improv, and they, like, whisked him to the green room backstage. They're like, "You're on in 10 minutes.
Love it."
And he's like, "Well, I'm here to see the show." Like, "No, we're going to give you a guest spot. Go, like, go on up." He's like, "I'm not." Which is weird, because, like, he's 30, about, and I'm going to make fun of him now, he's about 30 pounds heavier than me. He's got two sleeves of tattoos, and I have a beard now. But we're exactly the same.
I got news for you.
What's that?
You're pretty close.
Damn it.
Brad Williams in our studio here at the Cabin of Bean Show. You can see him. Two big chances. Well, lots of big chances if you want to see multiple shows. Four at the Ice House in Pasadena this weekend at icehousecomedy.com. And then six Thursday through Sunday next week at the Irvine Improv. Go to improv.com. Trust us. Brad is one of the best stand-ups working in America today. You'll have a great time if you go see those shows. More with our guests when we return right after this on K-Rock.
I gathered all these really nice people for your benefit. And what did we get? Whore snorting coke on a midget.
What? Hey.
Don't call him a midget. They like to be called dwarfs. Midget is like the N-word in their language.
Shut up, Jim.
Exactly.
Hey,
nice job with legit, Brad Williams, first of all.
Hey, I was on the series finale, I found out.
Are we blaming Brad for the cancellation?
Yes! Yes! Was the show canceled after an episode that Brad wasn't on? No. You're friends with Jim, too.
Yeah.
You must have been, as we were, just devastated to see that news from FXX this week. What a great show.
Yeah, it was a great show, great to be on, and one of the few things I've done on TV where I would actually tell people, no, watch this, not just for my part, but it's actually a good show. It's a great show, so I don't know why. I don't know why it got canceled.
It was offensive on every level. We
yeah,
loved
it. Sure was.
Just loved it.
As you can
so
tell,
great.
Just from that clip right there with the doing cocaine off a hooker and a midget. I mean,
yeah, I had hookers doing cocaine off my back, and then someone gave me a check at the end of the day.
What is that? What do you snort on a TV show when you're supposed to look like you're doing cocaine, Brad?
Cocaine.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
It's method acting.
I'm not a good actor, so I said, no, I've never been on cocaine, so just give me the real stuff So I'll have a genuine reaction.
Ah, good.
And, yeah.
That's a commitment to your craft right there.
They went out and got some pure Colombian Bam Bam, and wow, I had a good time.
Brad Williams, by the way, is going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena this weekend. Two shows tomorrow night, two shows Sunday. Go to IceHouseComedy.com. And then six big shows at the Irvine Improv next week, Thursday through Sunday at Improv.com. I understand. We were talking about you guys going to Brazil a few minutes ago. I understand that you have actually, you're sort of in training for Brazil in case any trouble breaks out. True?
Just to go back, I think I have two shows tonight at the Ice House. I'm sorry, it
says Saturday and Sunday here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Friday and Saturday. But yeah, so come out.
Thank you, Brad. So thank you for telling me that.
Come out tonight and DVR Game 7. but yeah, I'm in training. What?
Sorry.
Why are you laughing so
much? Nothing, just keep going.
Okay. I'm telling people, trying to tell them. I know. DVR Game 7.
I mean, you said tape Game 7. That's funny. Okay. That's the funniest thing you've said. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. No, because I am in training because we are going to Brazil for the World Cup, and I know that we're probably going to get stabbed or mugged or something. So I've been trying to like learn how to fight, and I actually won a fight about 3 weeks ago.
In a ring?
No, on the street.
You got in a fight?
Yeah.
A real fight?
Yeah, a real fight.
You're an adult, though, right?
Yeah, it was in downtown Fullerton, and I was in the car with my mom. I was in the passenger seat, and then she's driving. She got stuck behind a car that's trying to make the wrong turn on a one-way street. Traffic is just backing up. Now, my mom is a polite 68-year-old woman from Georgia. She's a Southern belle, and she just rolls down her window. She's trying to help the guy out. She's like, "Excuse me there, sir. I don't believe you can make a left-hand turn at this particular intersection." Right? Which, right, just makes you want to take a glass of lemonade right there.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, it's just so homely.
I need a mint julep right now.
And this guy rolls down his window, leans out and at my mom, just goes, "Hey! F you," and like flips her off.
Nice. Oh, uncool.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't care that I'm 4 foot nothing. I'm killing you. So I get out of the car, and I start walking up to his car like, "Do you want to go, dude? That's my mom. I will rip you apart." And like, he gets out of the car, and he starts walking towards me. I'm like, "Oh, wait, this is real now. Oh, crap."
He had to size up, so to speak,
his
chances, and he must have been happy.
Right.
Yeah, I mean... Wouldn't you, Kevin, if you had gotten in an altercation like that and it escalated to the next level where the other passenger was getting out of the car and coming around, wouldn't you have burst out laughing if you saw that it was Brad? I mean, for reals.
Probably.
Yeah, and then you go, "Well, we're fighting because I'm gonna win this one."
Yeah.
But then
I can go 1-0.
But then this just shows how much people don't know about little people. He starts walking up to me, and he's angry, and we're fighting. And like, I'm like, "Oh, crap, this is actually going to happen. I don't know how to fight. I'm not good at it." And I just looked at him, and I put my wrist together, and I yelled out Hadouken, which is from Street Fighter 2. That's what
that'll help.
Yeah, that's what one of the fighters did when he threw a fireball at his opponent. He yelled out Hadouken.
And did a fireball come out?
It did not, but the guy flinched. Like, the guy flinched for a second and then went around the other way. So, in his mind, when a midget says Hadouken, he goes, "Yeah, there's a chance he could be throwing a fireball at me."
Wow.
Like, that registered in his brain.
So, you beat him psychologically.
Yes. I used psychological warfare. He got back in the car and he drove away. And now I'm laughing in my head because I'm thinking, how is he telling this story to his friends?
Awesome.
Like, a midget's running at me. He I'm yelling at this woman, and then she hits a button on her car. An attack dwarf just runs out. And now she's like, "Oh, my God. You don't even know." Sure, Mercedes-Benz, great car, but Kia is stepping their game up with the attack
That's
midget.
Right. That's right. There's one in every trunk.
Keep that move available for Brazil.
Yes.
You might need to use it.
I'm going to yell out Hadouken.
Do they play Street Fighter there? I don't know.
I hope so.
I imagine so.
Brad, have you? I'm sure you've thought this over in your mind as you went back to the car with your little heart quivering like a hummingbird's.
Yeah.
What would have happened had he thrown a punch? Like, what were you prepared
Death.
To do?
Death.
You have no strategy,
you
right?
You could punch him right in the nuts, couldn't you?
Well,
I mean, that's right there.
I can if I can get close enough, but he just holds the hand out and puts it on my forehead, and I'm screwed. In my head, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm gonna get beat to death in front of my mom, and no one's gonna stop it because you see a guy like punching a dwarf, you just assume it's you're on Punked or something, some hidden camera show.
Hey, dude, am I high?
Yeah,
so many sad people driving by right then while you're getting the hell beaten out of you, going, "Oh man, Wee Man's getting it bad in this Jackass movie." That's not a funny stuff. All right. Hey, we're going to give away some tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast here, Kevin, so don't immediately go to commercials after this plug for Brad Williams at the Ice House in Pasadena. Four shows this weekend. That's two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. Go see Brad at the Ice House at icehousecomedy.com. And then, of course, at the Irvine Improv starting next Thursday all the way through Sunday. These are Brad's farewell shows, you know, because he may not come back from Brazil. This could be the last chance you have to see the fun little person working today. Go to improv.com for those tickets. Brad, great to see Rose 2014. Kevin, how are we giving them away this hour?
Stump Rodney.
Yes.
Okay. So you call with your questions, trivia about any of the bands that are playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014. Any question that you have, you call. If you can stump Rodney, you go into the drawing, and then somebody will win tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast 2014. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:38.
All right, K-Rock 106.7.
Hi, Rodney.
Rodney on the Rock Show.
Right, it's Kevin and Bean Show, Rodney.
Kevin
and Bean
Show. Morning, finally where I belong, Rodney in the morning.
Rodney Bingenheimer.
A long time, but K-Rock finally decided to put me on the morning. So
has been doing a weekend show here on K-Rock for about 35 years.
All
not
right.
An exaggeration.
That's Godhead.
It is Godhead, and Rodney knows everything about music. His favorite decade, I would guess, Rodney, just from sort of knowing you a little bit, seems to be the 80s. That seems to be the stuff you gravitate toward the most.
Love the 80s.
You like the 90s or just
I hate the 90s.
Hate the 90s.
I love the 80s.
Love the
80s. There's a new book out about the 80s called The 80s, by a guy who wrote a book about it.
Right.
It's a big book. It's like 400 pages.
Okay. Right. Listen, we don't have time for a book review right now.
Of people in the 80s.
Thank you, Rodney.
Things from the 80s.
Right. But here's the thing. Is
Rubik's
that,
Cube.
Thank you, Rodney. Here's the thing. Rodney also knows the music of today that we play on K-Rock. He is very familiar with the bands that are going to be joining us on May 31st at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. So if you have questions about Avicii or Beck or Foster the People or Fall Out Boy or any of the bands that are playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast,
right,
you can call right now and you can stump Rodney.
Yeah, wigwam bam.
All right, that is Godhead.
Let's go to line three to get us started. I think our friend Marissa is going to join us, and she's going to try to stump you, Rodney. So again, because I know you have trouble with this game sometimes, she's going to ask a question about one of the acts on the bill, and then you tell her what the answer is. If she stumps you, she goes into the drawing, okay?
Great. What do I win?
You don't win anything. We're trying to give away some tickets for the K-Rock Weenie
Roast. Did I win?
Marissa?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to Stump Rodney. Give it your best shot.
Okay, what city and state are Fall Out Boy from?
All right, city and state.
City and state.
Berlin.
is that a city and state?
Berlin city, Berlin state.
So you think they're German. You think the band Fall Out Boy is from Germany, right?
Terry Nunn was in Berlin.
Right, but we're not talking about Berlin.
All right, what did I win?
Marissa, is the answer Berlin?
No, it is not. It is Wilmette, Illinois.
Well, Rodney didn't know that, so you're in the drawing for Weenie Roast tickets. Good luck.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Why all right, Rodney? You got it wrong. You got it wrong.
I need tickets.
Let's go to
Jason next up on line five, please.
Hey, what's Avicii's real name?
Rick Astley.
Oh, that's close. Tim Burton.
Tim Burton? He makes movies and he's also...
Nope.
I love Tim Burton.
Yeah,
he made Batman in the 80s. Batman, 1989 Batman.
All right.
The Joker.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson.
Right.
Okay.
I
thank you.
Met Jack Nicholson.
All right. Okay,
when he was
Rodney.
Working on the Monkees movie.
Jason, you're in the drawing. Thank you.
We were
thank
all you. In Log Canyon,
right. Okay.
And I was to Davy Jones'
all
house.
All right. All
Jack
right.
Nicholson came over and said, hey, let's all... go out and get some breakfast. So,
Rodney, I feel like we've gone astray from our original plan,
all right,
which is to try and
I win?
Talk to listeners and give away some
you're
tickets.
Not going to win anything. We're trying to help the listeners win Weenie Roast tickets. All
Tim
right.
Burton.
Let's go to, wow, these are some weird questions today. Let's go to Christian on line six. This one might be tough, but let's see if you can come up with it, Rodney, since you know everything about music.
All right.
Hey, Christian.
Okay. Hey, what's up, man? All right, what is the name of the lead singer from The Neighborhood?
Rick Astley.
You said that was Avicii's real name.
All right, what'd I win?
You didn't win anything.
Never Gonna Give You Up. It's a very popular song.
Christian, is it Rick Astley?
No, not at all. It's Jesse Rutherford.
Does that ring a bell, Rodney?
Jesse Rutherford?
Yeah.
I know Lumpy Rutherford. He was Beaver's the neighbor on Leave It to Beaver.
Thank you, Kristen. You're in the drawing.
You want to try Michelle? Michelle's on line seven, talking about trivia questions for Weenie Roast Bands playing May 31st at the Brass and Wireless Amphitheater.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Stump Rodney.
Okay, what is it? Fitz from Fitz and the Tantrums just had a little baby, and I want to know what the baby's name is.
Rick Astley.
What? How can you guess that for everything?
I'm going to be right eventually.
I doubt it.
Why are you yelling?
Wrong.
Is it Rick Astley?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Close.
What is it?
Bette Midler.
Fitzpatrick.
Linda Carlisle.
Oh. I liked Rodney's names better, actually. But thank you. You're in the drive. All right. Apparently, these questions are way too hard for Rodney. Let's go super, super, super easy on line two. Rodney, this is one that there's no way you won't get this, and it'll make you feel good to get one.
Sarah Nay.
Hi.
Hi. Stump Rodney.
Rodney, what band sings Safe and Sound?
Susie and the Banshees.
Think about it for a minute.
All right.
They sing Safe and Sound? Rodney? Is that your final guess?
Boomtown Rats.
Serenade.
The Bangles.
Is it any of the above?
All right.
No. It is Capital City.
Capital City.
All right. The Thompson Twins.
We just corrected the Thompson Twins.
I think
everyone's in the drawing, pretty much. I think Serena is in the drawing, and I think Jason, and also Marissa, and also Christian, and also Michelle. But only one can win tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Rose. Who's it going to be this time?
Rick Astley.
It's not Rick Astley.
It's going to be Michelle.
Yay!
All right.
Congratulations, Michelle.
I've got two teenage daughters that are going to win me.
All right. What did I win?
You didn't win anything.
It's all.
Yeah, wigwam.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:53.
Anyway, I got a new band here. Mm-hmm. Kind of techno. I have to warn you about that.
Techno.
But,
what's techno?
Okay. They're three-piece.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There's an Asian girl and two dudes. And okay. This is called No Remedies. And they're called...
Rodney, this isn't your show.
Flavor Blue.
What ethnicity are the dudes?
I can spell flavor really weird. So check it out. Here it is.
We don't have. We actually don't have time to. Although they do spell flavor weird, so maybe we do want to hear it, but we don't have time right
Asian
now.
Asian chicken, two dudes. I want to know the ethnicity of the dudes. Why is that left out?
Apparently, Roddy doesn't think that's important. I guess
not. Are they like one Scottish?
Focused on the Asian chick, yeah, I guess. Hey, speaking of music that we'd rather hear, how about Coldplay? Their new album comes out on Monday. We'll talk to Chris Martin from the band right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
I am not doing well.
You're not doing well.
No.
Because of the late night?
Yes, I'm not faring
good,
well.
You don't sound
bad. It's all illusion. It's all smoke and mirrors.
I don't think anybody
I'm
works.
I'm just on autopilot.
I don't think anybody works with a hangover or less sleep better than Ralph.
Oh, you're very kind.
You really have become good at it.
I have idea what I'm saying at any given moment all morning long. Words are just spilling out. It's as if I'm having an out-of-body experience.
You had your big movie premiere last night.
We did. We had the premiere for A Million Ways to Die in the West last night in Westwood. And, boy, what a great time. But more importantly, it's the first time I've seen the film. And what a great film. I'm really...
I can't wait.
I mean, I have a very small role, but so take me out of the equation. It was easy to, as I watched it, to divorce myself from the film. But just, boy, it's so much fun, and everyone just shines in it. Seth is great. I mean, to come out of the gate, your first leading role, to carry a film like that is a huge responsibility, and he just does it with such grace and humor. And there's a new actress in the film. I think she's got a big, big future. Her name is Charlize Theron, I believe is her name. I think this kid's going places.
Really?
Yeah.
She's been in some pretty high-profile movies.
She is just something else, I'll tell you that one.
And I'm with Ralph. I don't believe I've seen her in anything.
She's been in the studio, guys.
Neil Patrick Harris, hilarious. Liam Neeson, very funny. Giovanni Ribisi is always very, very funny. Sarah Silverman, great cast. I think, you know, obviously I've... got a dog in this fight, but I'm telling you, when it comes out on the 30th of May, I think you all should go, because I think you will really, really enjoy this film.
So right after the screening, you went right home and got some rest.
Well, not so much.
Because you have to get up.
Not so much, because there was a big party afterwards. They did it up as like a county fair, like a Western Outdoor County Fair. So it was nice because it was only about 102 last night around 9:30. So having the outdoor party was actually quite pleasant. And then after that party, there was an after-after party.
But you skipped that.
No, I wanted to cruise by to pay my respects to Seth MacFarlane, my boss, because he's been very kind to me to put me in his movies and keep me employed with Family Guy. So I had to, you know, I had to pay my respects.
Sure.
So I went by there. And I had to pay respects to that bottle of Jack Daniels that was just sitting there on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I've had well over 2 hours of sleep today, and I just think I'm just right as rain.
When you say well over, that
well
means
over.
Just like 2 hours of 1 minute?
Yeah.
So, Ralph, back to the movie for just 1 second. It's going to be a huge hit, right?
I sure hope so. I sure hope people go in droves to see it, because I really think they're going to enjoy it.
I mean, the trailers that I've seen, it looks like just nonstop hilarious.
There's a ton of very funny jokes in it, but I think you'll be surprised by how much sort of heartfelt stories in it too. It's like Ted. You know, Ted, everyone remembers the talking bear and the you know, the big fight scene with Sam Jones and
the thunderstorm song and all that.
The Thunder Buddy song. But you forget, you know, there was a real story about friendship and even romance there between Mark and Mila. And this has the same thing. The relationship between Seth's character and Charlize's character, I think, really grounds the film and drives it, and then you hang all the insanity and stuff on top of it.
Do we see Sarah Silverman's actual vagina, or does she just talk about it?
She just talks about it, yeah.
Okay.
Which is much funnier, because you just get Giovanni, his reaction to her vagina.
I'm closing the Bible!
Because she is a whore who has, like, about 15 clients a day. And so as Giovanni has a line in the film, says, it looks like a firecracker surrounded by roast beef.
Oh, man.
So,
when's this come out?
May 30th. May 30th is the date.
Oh, that's right around the quarter.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Two weeks from today.
So, how do you know? I talked to Seth and I talked to Charlize both, and they both love and miss you guys, and we're going to try to get them both on the air before the end of the month so we can talk about the film. But, yeah, it was a good day yesterday. But,
well, congratulations, Ralph. That's awesome that you're part of that.
Yeah, and I was kind of proud of it, and I've got some... You know, really nice moments in the film. It was nice.
Yeah.
And people were kind to me afterwards, saying, that was funny, that thing you did. So, it was good times. You will not recognize me, probably. Because I had a giant handlebar mustache. And
I recognize you. You were in the trailer.
And a cowboy head. Yeah, yeah.
I was sitting in the theater. I was like, oh, that's Ralph!
Yeah, it was me, yeah.
Should have said it softer in retrospect.
People around you, I'm sure, were not happy. Casey Kasem, he wasn't in danger. He wasn't.
Well, that's good news.
He wasn't spirited away by his wife to Washington State this week. Law enforcement officials asked what was going on. It turns out he was on vacation.
All right. Did he know he was on vacation?
I don't know what he knows anymore. He is suffering from a syndrome called a Lewy body syndrome, and it is a dementia is part of that diagnosis, so they're not really sure what's going on, but his kids are looking forward to getting him home so they can get him looked over, get some medical treatment, and also see exactly what's going on. But the line is now, it was a vacation, it wasn't a getaway. I mean, it was a getaway, but it wasn't a criminal
getaway. Is Don on the phone?
And Don is apparently still not on the phone. In case
what's Don doing, for God's sakes?
What's he doing?
What's more important than what's going on in Casey's life right now?
Hey, this story makes me just filled with happiness. I'm looking forward to the horrible, horrible end that will come to this story. There's a new cult in Hollywood. PerezHilton.com is reporting that there's a guy, this Moises Arias from Hannah, Montana, this actor kid. He is the one on the bed with Willow Smith in that black and white photo that caused
consternation. Okay, because she's 13?
Yes,
yeah.
And he's 20.
Mm-hmm.
He has himself a new belief system called Osho. It's a new religion, and he's got followers that call themselves the Organite Society. And part of this this group are Willow Smith, Jaden Smith, and Kylie Jenner. They all subscribe to this belief system.
Okay.
And so this Moises Arias, he is the leader. And so they're all just starting to form their own little society.
Wait, so did he, like L. Ron Hubbard, he was a guy who just woke up one day and just started a religion?
That's apparently the word on the street, yeah. By the way, Jaden is also a philosopher of this society.
That's why he always tries to philosophize so much on his Twitter account.
Sure, because of the Osho and the Organite Society.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, this all ends with Kool-Aid at some point. This all ends up with everybody with a pocket full of quarters and brand new shoes on the cot. That's all I got to say.
Wearing purple.
And let me just say, with who we're talking about, that is that a bad thing?
I'm all right with that. All right, I got no problem with that.
You didn't name anyone we couldn't lose. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah. So it's good news. We haven't had a good cult in a while in Hollywood. It's about time we got a new cult.
We
got
to get Bieber in this thing, right?
Yeah, really. How do we get him to be an organite? By the way, they make a great suitcase, too, the organite people. It's very, very sturdy. Today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Trejo is 70 years old today. Pierce Brosnan is 61. Kristen Novoselic, 49 years old today. Janet Jackson's 48. David Boreanaz, my fellow Philly boy, he is 45. Jason Wee Man Acuna, he is 41 years old today. So funny on the show today. So great to have him come
back. Yeah, it was great to have him stop
by.
Brad Williams. Love Wee Man.
Tori Spelling's 41. And Megan Fox is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Tickets for you to see Coldplay, UCLA's Royce Hall, this Monday night, completely sold out. We've been giving them away all week long. So at 9 o'clock this morning, give you a chance to call in. One of the people, a listener of the Kevin and Bean Show, who will be there already, he's got his ticket, is in front of us now. He sings for the band Coldplay, and he is Chris Martin joining us here on K-Rock. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean.
Chris, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great.
And great to see you.
It's great to
my
see
friend.
You guys, and I'm happy to be here.
We're happy to have
it's
you.
It's been a couple of years.
And
I'm very grateful that you still want to talk to me.
It has indeed. And your band has been together now for almost, 15 years or something like that?
Yeah, actually, it's coming up for 18 that we've been like friends.
I have heard you say lately that the group gets along better now than ever before. Please tell us what the secret of that is.
Well, how long have you guys been together?
Too long. Way too long.
No, but that's why Dean isn't in our studio.
But how long is it really?
The first day of 1990.
Yeah.
It's been almost 25 years.
25
years. So we're well past our expiration date.
But no, man, it's one of us moved away so the rest of us could breathe.
Well, to be fair, we've done the same thing.
Okay.
We live in different cities sometimes, and then when we get together, it makes it much more valuable and precious time. So I'm sure when the two of you see each other, it's much more romantic.
Oh, it's hugs and kisses.
Special.
Are you kidding me?
Roses. Yeah.
And so when we get together as a group, it was very focused, and we really, I think now more than ever, we appreciate our job.
I'm so fascinated, particularly with musical units where everybody contributes to the band. The fact that you could stay together so long and continue to all grow and agree on the direction and be able to kind of continue to support each other. I mean, that's something you should be very proud of.
I think it's something we're very grateful for. What happened was that when we first got signed, someone said something to us which made us question our chemistry. And so we fired our drummer, Will, for 2 days.
This
was
2 days?
1998.
Okay.
And I woke up in like a cold sweat because it had been me that was the sort of protagonist. And I was like, this is a big mistake. And so I called Will and said, is there any way you'd give us one more chance? I'm so sorry. And he said, I'll give you one more chance. And so from that day forward, we've always shared all the money and all the credit. And that's why we never fall out about those things, which is traditionally how you might end a band.
Yeah.
How about that?
You told us, I think, a couple of years ago that as far as musical direction, Will and you kind of butt heads every once in a while, but you're able to agree and move on.
Well, we have the four of us, and then we have our best friend, Phil, who's like our creative director, and he is very good at stopping the headbutts before people start really getting concussion. So when he feels that there's a real tension over a song or over a pair of trousers...
you fight him for trousers?
We do, because, now I just follow Will and Guy, our rhythm section's sartorial lead. They sort of will be wearing what they feel like would be appropriate for the next album, and then I just start wearing
it. And then you go, okay, I'll do that too.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Ghost Stories is the new record, and it's a beautiful album, by the way.
Thank you.
And I was surprised, and I mean this as a complete compliment. It's so down-tempo, but it surprised me how much so it was. I mean, I'm sure you had other songs that were up-tempo, but you decided to make it the way it is. Why?
Well, I just felt like, we just felt like we wanted to make a particular flavor of something, an album that had a particular mood and a particular use for people in a certain situation or in a certain frame of mind. And so it's something that you can maybe listen to when you need it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because we could just keep trying to do the same record over and over again, but maybe because of what some of us were going through in our own lives, it's like that's just what we needed
right
at the moment for ourselves. And I feel like maybe there's other people that might appreciate that in a certain time.
You've had other songs like that as well, like Fix You, for example.
Yeah.
Is maybe one of my favorites of all time.
Oh, thanks, man.
And it's something that you get in the mood for.
But you don't put it on, you know, at a nightclub.
Not usually.
Do you know what I mean? So I know that because our band is like a big thing, it's sometimes surprising when you don't always go big.
Right.
And so it was a definite conscious decision, and we'll see if it resonates with anybody. But for me, it was like, we want to make this flavor of ice cream, and we understand that not everyone will be into ice cream that day.
What about the idea of not listening from beginning to end? Like, I don't really listen to an album from the beginning to the end. Is this made that way? Or
it is. It works. Really
it works
great
either way.
If you do it like that.
Well, six albums in, it's great that you guys are still able to challenge yourself and do things different musically. And I love this record so much. I mean, it's definitely Coldplay, but it's Coldplay taken to another level, to a different level. And I think that's what's exciting about it. We have so much more that we want to talk about this record, and also about the TV special, because this is pretty big time, Chris. They don't give TV specials to everybody. So the fact that you have an hour-long Coldplay Ghost Stories TV special that airs this Sunday night at NBC is awesome, and I can't wait to hear all about it. We'll take a quick break, come back. Chris Martin is our guest from Coldplay. The album is called Ghost Stories. You can pre-order it now on iTunes. You can win tickets to see them live in less than an hour from right now on The Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be right back on. Our friend Chris Martin in studio with us here on The Kevin and Bean Show from the band Coldplay. Long-awaited new record is called Ghost Stories, coming out on Monday. Coldplay's sixth album. The show at Royce Hall, UCLA, is Monday as well, and we've got tickets you can win in a few minutes. By the way, not doing Coldplay fans any favor by playing so few and so tiny venues so far around. What's going on, Chris?
Well, I think like you were saying about the music, is that what we just made is really quite personal and intimate, and we felt like if we went out and did arenas and stadiums, it might sort of not resonate with what we've just made. And so instead we're doing an 8-show tour that plays to a total of 9,000 people.
Yeah. What about a major tour? Is that still in the...
No, not for this
not
album.
Not for this album at all.
We've done this TV special, which was kind of what we did instead. We put all of our energy and, to be quite honest, all of our money into that.
Mm-hmm. Eight shows is really just a pub crawl. That's all that is.
You're right.
Tell us about the TV show.
So we always wanted to do this... film where we would build a 360 structure inside a soundstage, like where they made The Wizard of Oz. And so we did. And we made all these, with our friends, these projections, and we just wanted to have like an immersive thing. I think it comes from being up at Griffith Park and going into the observatory and feeling like sometimes it's nice to be wrapped up in something.
Right.
And it sort of represents the album, and it's the same thing. It's like, if you need it, go in there. But if you don't worry about it.
Is that a difficult thing to do?
Yes. It's difficult. And
it's clearly not touring. It's a whole different medium.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we would have liked to tour it, if I can be totally honest. We'd like to tour it, but it's too expensive.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money to build it. And so we couldn't afford to go on tour with it.
It sounds like an amazing set, and it sounds like it's going to be amazing TV. So it's this Sunday night on NBC at 7 o'clock. And you play the whole album from start to finish?
Yeah, but on the TV special, it's only six of them and then three popular songs that we also
wrote. Okay. speaking of songs, Magic has been a number one record here at K-Rock. It's a huge hit, and now we're playing this Sky Full of Stars, which is amazing song, and this one had a little different origin than a lot of Coldplay songs, right?
Well, not a different origin. It had a different journey. What happens with our songs often is they get sent from the universe, however they come. I don't know where they come from, but they, in the middle of the night, they come through. and then I take it to the rest of the band, or and then it gets layered up, you know, like a car being built or something. This one, because the rest of the band weren't here, I took it first to this guy Tim, who's also known as Avicii.
Sure.
Because I was excited to see what he would do with it, and then he put loads of his great stuff on it, and then I took it to the rest of the band. So it got produced before we'd really written our parts, and then we wrote all the parts. And this is a very boring answer.
It's not. It's kind of interesting.
It's so technical. But so basically, someone fresh came in and, you know, helped me do the demo of it, essentially.
And how did the other guys receive that when you told them, hey, by the way, I cheated on you with Avicii, here's our song, and she's the new girlfriend, and you're going to have to just let her live
well,
with us?
Well, at first they were saying, well, do you mean you just want it to be just like this? But I said, no, we want to then do the normal process. So by the time we finished, we'd done it exactly the same way we do all the other things, but it had this sort of fresh injection at the beginning, which was really refreshing, and it was the last song that we wrote for the album, so I was able to say, I know exactly where this has to go, and this is why we need this song. And so the rest of the band were very gracious as usual and said, okay, well, we trust you, and let's keep rolling.
It's a wonderful song.
Hey, thanks, man. That means a lot to me.
It really is. But, it's one of those songs that I feel like I will listen to forever and never understand what it's supposed to mean. It's just, it gives you a feeling when you hear it. You know what I mean? It's just,
that's okay. I don't need to explain what it means. Feel the same way, by the way. It's like I was saying about the down-temponess of things. With that song, I was like, this just is what it is, and I can't really explain it or excuse it. I love it. And if you don't like it, don't worry about it. Go and do something else. But this is what I'm singing, and I'm really into it.
But that's sort of a personal thing. I mean, is that difficult to work up that thick a skin where you go, I really love this, and I hope people do, but if they don't,
yeah, well, you understand. I'm sure you get responses to what you do, and if you do something a bit left or right, it's different. But
we
run
it for hours a day after every show, Chris.
I do the same thing, but
it does take thicker skin
for sure.
Yeah,
but I think this time around it's like I have to stick to my guns, or we have to stick to our guns and say this is what we wanted to do, and it's okay. However you feel
good
about it,
you.
It's okay. Don't worry.
I think I first heard that song on the promo for the NBA.
Yeah,
round one.
I heard it on there as well.
Did you? That was great.
I never imagined it would look so good with basketball montage, but I loved it. Like, we don't even need to make a video.
It's nice that you've been doing this job for a long time, but there are still new things happening for you guys. There are still things that surprise you. Do you look at bands like U2 that have been around for 40 years and go, or however long it's been, and imagine yourself like what it's going to be like in Coldplay in 10 years or in 15 years or in 20 years? Or are you really just a year-by-year guy?
I think the truth is it's day-by-day, because the world is so crazy and colorful and scary and amazing that I just feel like every day we're given is a real blessing. And this is maybe getting too hippie for you.
People should say that, and people should hear that. I mean, honestly.
And also it makes you put everything into that day and or that song. So if we're in that place in 10 years, that's amazing. But if we're not, that's okay.
Have you ever, most lead singers of bands, whether it's Mick Jagger or Gwen Stefani, eventually get the itch to do something without the other guys and do a solo record. Has that ever been attractive to you at all, Chris?
No, I did 2 days on The Voice. That was enough without the other guys.
That's all you can do? Don't you guys play next week?
We play on it, yeah. So sometimes I like go and write for other people just for fun. But I'm well aware that the talent that I got given is best presented with
Those other guys.
Yeah, if we've got a chemistry. That's the only thing we have in our favor, really, that other people don't have. Other people can play better or sing better, but they don't have that chemistry.
You ever write a song that starts out, you're writing it for somebody else, and then you go, no, this is
for me? We have a song called Paradise started that way, and a new one that will be on something else. It happens quite a lot.
It does.
Yeah.
So you don't know. It's too good for someone else. It's fine.
It's not too good. It's just that you think, you sort of get the song by thinking about being someone else, and then you realize, actually, I really love that. It happened on a song that will probably come out next year. I can't talk about it because then people will put it on the internet and stuff.
Okay.
But well, I thought it was for someone else, but now I want to ask to do it as a duet because I really like it.
Fantastic.
And the rest of the band do too. So,
Well, the album is called Ghost Stories. As we mentioned, it is long-awaited. It is finally here on Monday. It's available for pre-order through iTunes. If you want to be old school, though, you get a couple of extra bonus tracks if you buy it at Target. If you actually buy the physical album at Target, they've got the bonus tracks. So that's a tip for you if you're a Coldplay completist and you want to have them all. What can we expect for those the few people that are lucky enough to see you at UCLA Monday night? What's that show going to be like?
That show is going to be, well, it's so tiny. I've never been in Royce Hall. I think it's like it seats about seven.
It's about the size of this room.
I think
we're
seven
in right
is
now.
Correct, yeah.
And I think we've sold almost half the tickets, so that's going to be good.
Come on, you can do it.
Well, if you guys give three away, then we're almost there.
So it'll be up close and personal.
Yes, although I have to admit, it's still hard trying to fit the bigger songs with the new, you know, so we're still trying to figure it out. So I don't really know. I've got all weekend to get that together.
Understood. All right. Well, you can win your way into that in less than a half an hour or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll give you a chance to call in and win as we give away tickets every morning this week at 9 o'clock. Chris, I'm so glad we got to spend a few minutes with you. You really are one of our favorites. We've been talking to you for a long time. We always look forward to you coming by. And best of success to you and the guys, and good luck to you, my friend.
Hey, you're very sweet, and it's very nice that you're so kind. And long may it continue.
Happy to have you back.
Well, it's been like 14 years now, right? Yes.
Our friend Jon Favreau joins us in about 20 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's back with a new film in theaters this weekend called Chef. That looks awesome, and I'm already hungry just from watching the trailer. Speaking of awesome things, a video came out yesterday that just enthralled us here at K-Rock. A guy named Rune Kincaid, who apparently Dave is friends with, Kevin. I was not familiar with Rune's work. He's a musician. He did a musical mashup of all the a bunch of songs from artists at the K-Rock Greenie Roast, put together in one medley.
Oh, wow.
And it's unbelievable. And I don't know if he's trying to get free tickets or what the deal is, but we thought we'd catch up with Rune and find out what the story is. Hi, Rune. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So what's your deal? Are you like a musician in some junk?
Yeah, I'm a musician. I've done a lot of musical comedy as a traveling feature, and just the other day decided maybe it was possible to do this.
So tell us about that. What was the goal of it? Was it just to see if it could be done, or were you trying to get tickets or get on the radio or annoy your friends? What was the plan?
Well, I already knew three of the songs, and I kind of thought, well, why not? I just kind of started learning. I figured Doses and Mimosas would be the first one, and if that worked out with the second one and the third one, and a couple hours later, I had a rough draft and kept working on it.
So you did from all 14 bands, right?
All 14, yeah.
And is the hardest part finding parts of the songs that you can sing in your key, or is the hardest part trying to figure out a way to transition from song to song, or what goes into making a medley like this?
Well, I transposed a couple of songs to make them fit my voice better and to be able to transition one to the next. But, yeah, the hardest part was, you know, being able to find the right note between songs every once in a while.
Yeah.
Right.
How many times did you do it when you were filming yourself and then go, start over?
I did four full takes, and then I had several aborted takes where something went wrong very early on.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine. So it's the whole 2014 K-Rock Winnie Roast lineup in under 5 minutes. We have it up at krock.com for folks who want to see it. And ladies, Rune's kind of dreamy, so you might want to check it out. We thought it might be fun to hear some of it on the radio here. And I think this is a portion of the songs where you got a little bit of everything. You got some Cap Cities in there. You got some Fits. You got Bastille. I think a little Neighborhood by the end. You'll get an idea of how awesome this is from Rune Kincaid. Check it out.
Could lift you up and show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. You could be my luck, even if the sky is falling down. I know that we'll be safe and sound. Safe and sound. Safe and sound. Oh, crazy is what they think about me. Ain't gonna stop, cause they tell me so. Cause 99 miles an hour, baby, is how fast that I like to go. Can't keep up with my rhythm, though. They keep trying to creep for the lines they throw. I walk to the sound of my own drums. It goes, they go, we go, yeah! If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing's changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does
Does it almost feel like you've been here before? When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might take my place. When I wake up, I'm afraid somebody else might take my place. When I
That's what it's like to have talent.
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow, that is amazing, Rune. So what kind of reaction have you been getting from people since you put it out?
Well, people seem to like it. People seem to have a good time listening to it. I think mostly it's fun to watch and see if I mess up before the end.
That is good fun.
So we are still giving away tickets to the K-Rock Weenie Roast. Of course, the show is 2 weeks from tomorrow. But in the in the sad event that you don't win tickets, there's always Rune's video. You can sort of feel like you were there, right? You just watch that, and
I think it's the same.
It's similar.
Yeah.
Rune, where can people go if they want to see more of the music that you do?
RuneKincaid.com, RuneKincaid. That's where you'll find all my original music and future shenanigans.
Fantastic. Well, it's a wonderful tribute to this year's Weenie Roast, man. We really enjoyed watching it. We put it up at KRock.com, and good luck to you. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
You bet. 106.7 KRock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Jon Favreau, right after the top of the hour, and another chance for you to win your tickets for Coldplay at Royce Hall at UCLA coming up as well. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
First of all, we don't nearly talk enough about or give enough credit to Sober Up. It really is a miracle. It's a modern miracle. And I know we talked about it once a while ago, but we really should talk about it every day. We should have them, we should bring them on as a sponsor. We should go to the Sober Up Celebrity Hotline when we talk to people on the phone. There should be some sort of just constant connection.
I should
with
be
that
their
wonderful
spokesperson.
Company. It's a little bit of a miracle.
It doesn't seem to be working for you, though, Kevin.
Oh, right. That's right.
You don't know what he would have been like if he hadn't taken it.
That's true. This could be a 200% improvement for all we know.
Because I got home around 2 a.m. last night after the A Million Ways to Die in the West premiere, and it was not looking promising.
You gave us the heads up yesterday.
I did. Yeah. I warned you.
50-50.
I don't tell you. I'll be here, but I don't know what you're going to get out of me, I said. So popped in a Sober Up, big glass of water, boom, went to bed. Look, I'm not rested. I'm not healthy. I don't feel
But you're
good.
Functional. You're not ready to run a marathon.
But I'm not wrecked. I'm not hungover, as I rightly should be. So,
strong.
So this is not a paid endorsement. Big shout out to the... Big hot fudge, holy moly, thank you to the Sober Up people.
That's how you do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do something.
So thank you?
I've got to do something. I got to work in something.
It's weird.
We were talking about Jaden and Willow Smith and their new cult last hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounded weird, like it was some made-up story from...
Well...
Did you find more info?
I did, and okay. It's not made up, and it's for real, and it's a thing. They're members of the Organite Society, and here's what that is. Apparently, they have joined this organization along with Kylie Jenner, and there is an actor named Moises Arias, who was on Hannah Montana. He apparently is also one of the leaders of this group. And here's what I found out.
All right.
The Organite Society. We are a secret society of individuals who create and place Organite to balance Gaia's energies. That's their mission statement.
What does that mean? Can you say that again?
It's plain English, people. It tells you right what they're doing. They're right there in their mission statement.
But say it again, if you would.
We are a secret society of individuals who create and place Organite to balance Gaia's energies.
You're going to have to speak in English for me.
All right. Don't we even know what that is?
Gaia.
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 Okay, Gaia.
Do you know anything about Gaia?
No.
Mother Earth? Mother Nature? Any of this ringing a bell?
Sure, Mother
the
Nature,
goddess,
sure.
The goddess and creator of Earth and the universe.
Okay.
Everything was born from her.
Okay.
She is Gaia.
Okay.
And the Organite Society, they balance Gaia's energies by placing Organite around. What's Organite, you might ask?
What's Organite, Ralph?
What's Organite?
Well, Organite comes from Orgone, the name given by William Reich to vital energy found everywhere in nature. This is the chi, if you will, the prana, the ether, the elan, vital, the fifth element, the energy that exists between us all.
Obviously.
Is this a religion, or are we selling vitamins? What are we doing here?
These things are, this flows, this is the life force that flows through us all.
Okay.
inanimate objects.
Okay. So how do we force is what it is.
This is how you balance it is you get together with your friends like Jaden and Willow Smith do, and you make pyramids out of fiberglass resin with metal shavings.
This is not true.
Crystals, essential oils.
This might be the best thing I've ever heard.
You make it into a pyramid, and then you place the pyramids around the world. And these high vibration organic materials make the energy more coherent to enhance the working of the organite. It is a self-driven, continuously operating, higher efficient energy transmutation device, which draws in negative life energy and transmutes it into positive energy.
So it's good or it's bad to be one of these?
It's good?
I mean, if you're waiting for me to ask you what you're talking about, plan on falling over dead before I do.
They make these paperweights that apparently suck in all the bad energy and put out all the good energy.
This is what happens when you praise your kids too much.
This is when you let them do whatever they want.
Everything is a great idea.
I would just like to finish saying we have a big apology to make to Scientology.
It's not nearly as wacky as we thought it was.
You guys, at least you sound like something. These kids are making paperweights out of metal shavings and resin and saying it's transmuting our energies.
That's awesome. But, Ralph, aren't Will and Jada actually Scientologists?
Dude, I don't know. I've heard all kinds of
because I'm just wondering how that squares with their kids being Organites or whatever.
Oh, Organites.
Whatever they're called.
What do you – how do you bring the Organite pyramids into the spaceship?
When I don't know.
When you're chasing Xenu? Who knows?
Seems like a lot to keep straight.
Could be a clash. Do they insist you're not dating a damn Organite. I won't have them in my house. By Zeus.
Yeah.
This
story just keeps getting better.
The planet's just going bat-ass crazy. Hey, Harrison Ford has been offered a role in the sequel, long-awaited sequel to Blade Runner. How about that?
Hmm.
If you remember Blade Runner from 1982, he was the Blade Runner who hunts down these organic robots called replicants.
Yeah, he did a lot of things that he can't do now, like running.
How right. dare you?
Now, is this another movie that he's poo-pooed on that he doesn't like and won't, you know?
No, he's always talked with the glowing terms about his spiritual Blade Runner. They are doing a sequel with Ridley Scott directing, and they would like Harrison Ford to reprise his role as Decker, the Blade Runner. That would be awesome.
replicants. What's
going on? He's going to need subtitles.
No word on whether he will do it or not. If he does, he'd have to finish up work on Star Wars Episode 7 before beginning a new project. But there's hope.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
See, he's still got it.
Harrison
singing for his
version of Friday.
That's right.
He's got it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Danny Trejo. Is 70 years old.
This is Machete.
Hey, Machete. Pierce Brosnan, 61. Chris Novoselic is 49 years old. Janet Jackson turns 48. David Boreanaz turns 45 today. Wee Man, Jason Acuna, is 41. Tori Spelling is 41 also. And Megan Fox is 28 years old.
Megan Fox.
I have no idea why we have that.
I don't either. I'm Ralph Garman. May the Organite be with you.
Congratulations to Sarah Carter from Encino. Just won her way into Coldplay at UCLA's Royce Hall this Monday night. You know, we had Chris Martin in here last hour talking about how they're going out of their way to play the smallest possible shows. Rooms of no bigger than 7 people is how they want to present this album to the world. So Sarah is very lucky. She's going to get a chance to be there in person to see it on Monday night. And if you missed that interview, we'll have it up at krock.com. You can catch up with it. Hey, one of our old friends on the phone, John Favreau, director, writer, producer, actor in a new film in theaters everywhere now called Chef. Hey, John, welcome back to the Kevin Amin Show, man. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. We love you. Man, we go back a long ways with you, John. It's always great to have you on the show, sir.
We do. I think we go back to Swingers, don't we?
I think so. I think we do. And that might be a great place to start because you're a little bit back to your, although with a better-looking cast, a little bit back to your indie roots directing this new Chef movie.
That's right, although I did punch above my weight class even then with Heather Graham, I think.
Yes, that's true. That's a good point. I'm sure there are some people who were surprised. You know, they figured once you go big Hollywood blockbuster, you don't go back. But was this always your plan after you got the Iron Mans out of the way, is to return to things like this?
It wasn't my plan, but I, you know what, I've really been fixated on this whole chef culture thing. I watch the movies, I read the books, I watch the Top Chef. So I wanted to do something about a chef. I never thought I'd play the guy. And then a script hit me very quickly. It's the first time I wrote something in a matter of weeks in Swingers. And I figured, why not? I may never get a chance to do this again. A script might not hit me like this again. Let me see where it leads. And it's been the best experience creatively. I've never been prouder of a film. I'm really excited to be promoting it. So it turned out really well.
I got
to
tell you, John, this is Kevin speaking, and I'm the opposite of you. I don't want to watch any cooking shows. I don't care about chefs. But this trailer, you watch it and you go, well, that looks like a great movie. I'm in.
Yeah, it's a lot about, you know, I'm 47 years old. A lot of it's also dealing with things that I've learned and faced and like balancing career with family, with children, and keeping steady on your track, making sure you don't lose track of what your vision is for your life and you don't compromise. And it was just a lot of things that really came out of me that I didn't really know I was going to be writing about that really speaks to, you know, my journey in life. And it's nice to be able to reflect that in a film. The big ones tend to be a little bit more escapist and about superheroes and about fantasy. And I like doing that too, but it's nice to do something about real life as well.
Sure. This is the voice of Jon Favreau here on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about his new film in theaters now called Chef. I don't want to make any crazy generalizations at all here, John, but I've been, you know, lucky enough, as many people have, to travel in places like Europe where it seems like they do have a much better food culture just in general, in terms of it doesn't matter if it takes 2 hours to make a meal and 2 hours to eat a meal. That's part of the enjoyment of life. And in America, it seems like in general, most people are just like, how fast can I get it and how fast can I eat it? Am I wrong about that?
I think there's anything available that you might want. You could get very inexpensive food that's prepackaged and produced, and if that's what you're about, you can get good fast food, you know, like In-N-Out Burger is really good, I think. Mm-hmm. And then there's also places you could go for that type of experience that you would get in Europe with American chefs. There's great food cities. I've been traveling around. Los Angeles is one of them, and I studied with a great chef here, Roy Choi, who, you know, we just did a pop-up yesterday of the food from the movie at one of his restaurants, and people lined up, hundreds of people, to taste a sandwich that was really well made and something that a chef takes pride in. So I think people will seek you out, especially through social media. There's been a lot of, you know, between Yelp and people on Twitter, word gets out if you're doing something special and lines form. So I think we're rewarding good behavior now.
And the thing that you were doing in the truck yesterday, that was Cuban food, right?
Yeah, we did the like an El Jefe pop up, which is the name of the food truck in the movie. It was actually at the Line Hotel in Koreatown, which is where Roy's got one of his restaurants. And it was just like in the movie, man. People were lined up, they were tweeting. It was so much fun. There was music, and you know, and we're going to be doing something similar up in San Francisco, making food available. It's just part of what's nice is with these little movies, because of social media, everything crosses over and it becomes this big experience that includes food and music and going to the film, and it's really changed a lot since Swingers. The culture has shifted.
Sure. And I remember when everybody went to see Big Night of quite a few years ago now, about 15 years ago or something like that. The only thing people would say is, oh, my God, I was starving by the time I got out of the movie.
Yeah.
Like food, I mean, there is such thing as food porn, that food looks so good on the screen that you will die if you don't get some of it in your mouth within the next 5 minutes. Are you advising people to eat, to be full before they go see Chef?
That's an interesting reaction that you have to porn then, if you call it food porn. But yeah, I think what it is, and the reason I think people do call it that is because it actually like creates physiological changes in the audience. People will salivate and groan because we really take the time to show the food through the eyes of how a chef sees it. So it is very sensual and amazing, and I love food. And when it's photographed well, you know, it's riveting. And so, yeah, people, I've heard a lot that people get very mad that they went in before they ate, or they run out, they run and cook themselves a grilled cheese sandwich at home like I do for the kid in the movie. So it's really fun to have that conversation with the audience, which, you know, thanks to Twitter and social media, it's a two-way street now, and it's really a lot of fun for a filmmaker.
So the cast, Sofia Vergara, John Leguizamo, Scarlett Johansson, Oliver Platt, Bobby Cannavale, Dustin Hoffman, Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
What?
You got friends, John.
Things have changed in 20 years. I've got a good Rolodex now.
I love that you're a guy who sits down to write a movie and writes yourself an ex-wife played by Sofia Vergara and a girlfriend played by Scarlett Johansson, as we all would do if we had the opportunity to, by the way.
He's a very, very good chef.
All right, let's play a quick clip of the movie before we let Mr. Favreau off the phone. This is a scene where you are your character, Chef Carl Casper, is talking to your ex-wife, played by Sofia Vergara, and you're talking about your kid and what you're trying to teach him in the kitchen, and it's very funny. Listen up.
Are you okay?
I'm great.
How's your daddy?
Here, talk to him.
Hi, Nez.
Hi, do you want me to come pick him up?
No, you're 1,000 miles away. He's fine. He's got a couple of burns and 2 stitches from a paring knife.
Please, I'm serious. Let me go and pick him up.
You know your son's a cook now?
Be careful.
I'll have him home in time for school.
It looks here like you guys are having so much fun.
Do you know your son could work a grill?
I had beer.
What is that?
He says he misses you.
The film is called Chef. The website is chefthefilm.com. You can also follow that name on Twitter or John_Favreau. John, great to catch up with you, man. Congratulations on the film. It looks awesome.
Thank you so much for having me once again.
Great to have you back.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:41.
Now, did you feel that improved the Avicii song?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Bunches.
Ralph is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat for a Friday morning. What's going on?
Before we get into the weekend, I just want to give a heads up to all of our fine listeners out there who thanks so much for sending me all the content that you do each and every day that we're on the air here. But I've seen the cat. I've seen the cat rescue the kid that the dog bites on the bike. I've seen that.
We had that in the Internet Roundup a few days ago.
So
So you need that?
No, I'm saying I've seen it. I'm aware of it.
You need it?
I think everyone's aware of it. I think the entire goddamn world now is aware of that. We've all seen it, got it. They were showing it on SportsCenter last night.
we've had plenty of time to marvel over it.
Got it. And F it, too, on top of it, because Tara the cat has been announced, will be throwing out the first pitch for a Bakersfield minor league baseball team.
And will probably do better than I did.
That's for sure, yes. But Tara the Cat will be throwing out the first pitch at a baseball game.
I'd like to see that.
I would, too. I hope the dog is catching. On the other hand, they can make peace. I heard the dog's going to the big pound in the sky. Is that what I understand correctly?
Yes.
Oh, the dog's already been put down. Yeah.
Oh, he's gone already?
Yeah, it didn't work out well for Mr. Dog. Well, Mr. Cat wins this round.
You don't bite kids. I guess that's the moral of the story. I've been telling that to Beer Mug for years.
You have.
Listen either.
He won't listen.
Why'd they put Beer Mug down?
How dare you?
You get near his food, do not get near him during feeding time.
It's like a mama bear.
Yeah.
This cub.
I'm endlessly fascinated by this new cult that Jaden Smith and his sister Willow have joined.
I love it.
For those who haven't heard the story, they are Organites. Which sounds like a cheesy villain from the original Star Trek series. But no, Organites are a real thing. They are from the Organite Society. Here is the Instagram bio of the Organite Society. We are a secret society. All right, I'm out already. The minute you post on Instagram that you're a secret society, you lose. Because then you're not secret anymore.
Good point.
Yeah. First of all, you have an Instagram. And second of all, you're posting that you're secret.
We are a secret society of individuals who create and place Organite to balance Gaia's energies. The short version is Gaia is Mother Earth, and they take molds and take resin and metal shavings and crystals and oil, and they make these paperweights, these pyramids, and then you put them around. And what it does is it sucks up all the negative energy in the world and transmutes it into positive energy.
Wow, are you stupid?
This is what happens when your kids have too much money and too much time on their hands, boys and girls.
Wow, that is...
They become Organites.
That's fantastic.
So I guess they're not doing nobody no harm, but it sure is goofy.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of photos of them in their backyard, like with their goggles on, pouring resin into molds. And they call them the Nerdonites, is what they should call themselves.
I don't, I don't get what the appeal of this is at all for teenagers.
They're balancing the birds, Bean.
Why would they think this would, like, what's fun about this?
It's because it's not fun. It's their calling. They're trying to help save the earth. What are you doing?
Yeah, apparently not nothing. Apparently nothing compared to Jaden Smith.
Right. They are he's philosophizing and he is making pyramids and giving positive energy to the world. You don't know, man.
I don't know, man. That's actually true.
This is why your dad won't invite you anyplace. Because of your negative energy. You need to be transmuted yourself, I think.
Those of you that didn't hear that story, Bean's only brother is going to visit his dad in Vegas. So Bean said, I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm going to surprise him and I'll show up too. And then he called his dad and he said, hey, mind if I come over this weekend? His dad said, yeah, you know what? Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Not a good time.
Why don't you stay where you are?
Turns out we're having a big family weekend. We really don't have any room for you.
And we'll do
just the
what,
family.
What we do without you.
She hates me. Huh. She hates me.
Sure does.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But she hates me.
That's right.
Hate. You guys are... You're trying to turn this into a thing, but the reality is that my dad just has a more specific definition of family than I do.
That's true. He's all full up in the son department.
He doesn't have... Let me just recap for people that may not know. He no longer has a wife.
That's true.
That's right, yeah. Mom died a few years ago.
Okay,
right.
And this is your only brother.
That's right, yeah.
So there's
just the three of us.
You, your brother, and your dad. That's it.
Right. Well, look, right. any man who's getting up there in years wants to be surrounded by half his children, Kevin. You know that.
If your kid is Bean,
he certainly has picked. At least, you know what's actually healthy about this? What's good about this is that sad day when I lose my father, there won't be any drama when the will is read.
Right.
Yes.
Like I'll
he
know
didn't
what
leave me anything?
That's going. Yeah, it's not going to be any surprise that day.
No, it's... Bean's going to be the Tom Cruise to his brother's Dustin Hoffman when he picks him up at the home. And they're driving in Dad's Buick down that lonely stretch of highway out of Cleveland. What? This is ridiculous! You left him everything? Yeah, definitely not my underwear.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That is happening.
Uh-oh.
His nickname, of course, is Chief.
She hates Bean. She hates Bean. Oh, my God. The Chief hates Bean.
Hate. Guys, worried about what to get me for Christmas?
I can honestly say not yet.
But it's almost half Christmas, Kevin.
It is almost half Christmas.
Don't start being Ralph. You'll not be welcome at Chief's house either.
There is a Florida mansion on sale. Just went up on the market in Boca Raton. Has 8 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms, a ballroom, a video arcade, a swimming pool with a waterfall. But most importantly... It has a life-size replica of the flight deck of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, my God.
The USS Enterprise from Star Trek, the entire flight deck, the captain's chair, all the stations, the helmsman's, everything you want, life-size, replicated in your mansion.
Game.
Come on.
This is what happens when geeks get rich.
That makes it a little harder to move than your average house.
Harder to move? The offers must be pouring in.
Game.
All this can be yours for a mere 35 mil.
Oh, too lame.
Small price to pay to be able to get up in the morning with a cup of coffee and sit in the captain's chair and say, Warp Factor 1, Mr. Sulu.
Lame.
Hot fudge, holy moly!
Wow!
Hot fudge, holy moly! What's going on? Hot fudge, holy moly! I'm gonna have some fun.
I gotta own that home.
Yes, you do. How much is it again? I'm sorry.
Just 35 mil.
35 mil.
Look, if I offer them 34 cash, I bet they take the offer.
I bet they would.
I bet they would.
Can you do that? That's the sound of no.
Little lawyer! Battling another round of legal troubles, DNAM Industries slapped her with a lawsuit recently for $5 million, claiming she failed to properly promote her 6126 line of leggings last year. Remember her line of leggings? They were the ones
That's
who
right.
had the knee pads sewn into the leggings.
Oh, right.
They were the special Lindsay Lohan leggings, complete with built-in knee pads.
Yeah.
She claimed that she's in no shape to deal with the headache of arbitration. She has not shown up to any of the arbitration meetings. Why? Well, Lindsay said she's been far too distressed by her miscarriage, her living sober, It's been a very difficult time for her. She's been in almost constant isolation and in just disconnected from all the all of life's trappings. Oh, wait a minute, says the other side. Except for Coachella, her documentary filming, her travel to London, her appearance on the David Letterman show, and any and all other conduct engaged, easily discoverable on the internet that shows she's out there living a big life.
This may be the wrong time to claim you are or aren't someplace.
Yeah, because there you are all the time on the internet.
So. Especially if you're famous.
Yeah. So it looks like she's going to have a hard legal hill to climb up to battle this lawsuit. We'll have to wait and see. Hey, one last giveaway for the week before we head into the weekend. It is boxing at the Fabulous Forum this weekend.
Bam, bam!
That's a bloodbath. Bang, that's a terrible fight.
Bang, bang, bang. Try and stop it. Bang, bang. Here I come. Bang. Do you want to throw sometime? Bang, 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 bang.
Audio thanks to Boxing for the Blind, by the way. They're kind enough to send us that clip. It's Marquez versus Alvarado at the Fabulous Forum this Saturday. That's tomorrow, don't you know? At the Forum, May the 17th, you can still get tickets. Tickets are still available at, where do they get those tickets again on the internet? Where do you go?
Trouble with this.
Ticketmaster!
That's right. Thanks, Dave. you can just call right now if you'd like to go. 1-800-520-1067. Caller number 17, since it's happening on the 17th, we'll get a pair of tickets to see the battle of Marquez versus Alvarado at the Forum. Call me now. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Danny Trejo. Mr. Machete himself.
This is Machete.
He is 70 years old. Former James Bond Pierce Brosnan is 61. Chris Novoselic is 49 years old. Janet Jackson turns 48. David Boreanaz of Bones fame and also Angel is 45. Jason Wee Man Acuna is 41 years old today. Acuna Matata, I say.
Nope. Ralph is so tired.
I'm so tired.
We're going to forgive that one and not even put it in the file because you're barely standing.
Tori Spelling's 41. Megan Fox is 28. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Have a great weekend. Monday morning, we have both stars of UFC 173 in the studio, Daniel Cormier and Dan Henderson.
Bam, bam, bam.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Megan Fox, what do you have? Weird thumbs.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Where's the outrage there?
Roll another one.
Hoochie coochie.
Just like the other one.
In my opinion, that sucked.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Why?
And I need another.
Jay Hutz! Can I sing a song for you, Jay Hutz? Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz! Jay Hutz!
Roll another one.
This is not my kind of comedy.
Just like the other one.
Hey, it's Beer Mug here.
This one seems to be about to end.
Ugh, this guy's the worst.
I don't have another sense.
Why do you think the song is in Paris is called Paris? Because this is in Paris.
What are you going to do for 69?
Just pass it around.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
Well, don't go like that joint, my friend.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Just pass it on.
Thanks again for the party. I need to not be here anymore.
You know what? This conversation is over. I'm really not interested.
I don't care what you want. I don't care what they want. It's over. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on, let's go. No time for fooling around. Let's hustle. Let's go. Let's hustle.
He's down on the phone.
This is...